I think they're time to call the order of the John Discovery Bay Communication Committee meeting. Can I have a roll call, please?
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show Director Belcher is absent. There's not a quorum met, therefore, this is not a Brown Act meeting.
Okay, thank you. This is the time for public comments. If there's anyone in the audience or online that wishes to, I guess, address me, this is your opportunity. Is there any hands raised? I'm like.
There are not.
And seeing no one in the audience, I will close public comments and we'll go. Well, we'll just skip the consent calendar since it's only myself and we'll go right to updates. Stephen.
Yes, thank you. So the update we have for you this afternoon is going to be the introduction of Miss Emma Lawson. She is the town's newest communication specialist. So this is a new, not entirely new position. The town previously had an administrative staff role that did some communications work in addition to administrative duties. And so part of our communication strategic plan was identifying the need for a true, dedicated staff person to handle communications outreach, in addition to some other administrative tasks. And so we took some time, recrafted that job description, which was this communication specialist role, went out, got a surprising amount of interest. We had nearly 30 applicants for that position, held interviews, and we're very fortunate to welcome Miss Emma Lawson. So she'll give her intro to you now.
Hello.
Hello.
First, congratulations. Being chosen one out of 30 is certainly a big accomplishment. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, my name is Emma Lawson. I'm the new communication specialist. I was born and raised in Tracy, California, but I do have family in Discovery Bay. So I've spent a lot of my summers here and I just have a lot of really good memories here. So I wanted to come back to this community. I'm a May 2026 graduate from the University of Nevada, Reno with a degree in communication studies. I held various leadership positions there. One was Director of Public Relations for Nevada Delta Gamma, and then I did Panhellenic Vice President of Public Relations. Also, when I was at the university, I was the community relations intern for the University Police Department, and then I was promoted to lead media and outreach associate for the police department. I again moved home to pursue a career in one of my local communities, and I'm very happy that I ended up here. I applied again because I loved the community here and the area. This position kind of included and combined everything that I really wanted in a career, which was just overall communications, public relations, community outreach, and that's just stuff that I learned I was very passionate about while at the University Police Department. And I really enjoyed my interview and getting to know everyone, and everyone's been very welcoming so far. So, although I love managing social media, that's just one small part of this role. I'll be doing regular website maintenance, creating photo and video content, promoting town events, communication support for district projects, employee and stakeholder communication, policy review, digital educational resources, and just overall sharing the work being done in the community. I'm really excited to get started, and just my main goal is to provide engaging, accessible, and transparent information for the community. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Welcome aboard. I'm sure Stephen has a, and she'll be reporting directly to you.
That's correct.
I'm sure he's going to have a list of accomplishments he has and want to have put forward to you. I guess the only thing I would like to see happen is I would love to see more email and text of the residents, signing up for, however we reach out to them. And right now, I figure what the percentage is. Do you happen to remember off the top of your head what we have as far as number of enrollees in the text, the SMS, and the.
I do, not as a percentage, but we're right about 800 people out of 15,000 and change,
Yeah,
roughly.
so there you go.
That's
Very good. Like I said, welcome aboard, and I think you do very well with our organization.
Yeah, and one of the things that's exciting about this role, for the committee to know is that the role will be located here at the
I was
community
going to ask that
center.
where your
So
office
actually, that office right over there is
is.
where she'll be sat. And so there's a couple of reasons for that, because as I indicated, in addition to all the communications things plus a lot more, she'll have some administrative duties as well mixed in to help our admin team, but then also really to back up our recreation staff here. Not necessarily in direct recreation, but to be able to interface with the community as they're coming in, answer questions, interact with the public, and provide Cindy and the front desk staff here some support. So really it's kind of three different roles almost rolled up into one. And so we're really excited about the way she can contribute across a few different teams. So,
well, again, I think you're doing wonderful here. And the fact that they chose you out of the 30 candidates speaks very highly. So congrats.
That concludes that update.
Okay. Should we talk more about it? I'll just
happy to answer any questions you, anything you want to go into, but
no.
It's still early on, right? Obviously, like we mentioned, Monday was her first day. And so she's getting onboarded and we're kind of laying out that 6 month and 12 month development and training plan and how we're going to get, you know, everything up to speed. So it'll be a little bit of a learning curve, but we're still early on, but yeah, excited.
Well, hopefully this evening when you meet the rest of the board members, they go easy on you and just welcome you aboard and don't grill you too much, but never know.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
that is the goal. So there'll be time for that later.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Well, then with that, we'll move on to discussion items. So right. SMS systems.
Yes. So this item is something that we've talked about for a little while. You know, the idea behind it is fairly simple. It's a pretty easy concept to understand that we've got about 800 people signed up for our SMS texting through Slick Text. That's the provider that we utilize. And the idea of sending out this text is really twofold. It's one, to see what kind of response back we get from the 800 or so that are signed up. Do we get a ton of bounce backs? Do we find that a good chunk of those numbers are no longer active or they moved? So we kind of want to see how many of those are true participants. And then also the goal is hopefully to create a little bit of a buzz, you know, in the community when that goes out, with the express purpose of getting more people to sign up. Hey, did you get that emergency notification text? No, I didn't. Oh, you know, and try to create an avenue where it makes for a conversation where people are then geared to go sign up.
Well, in the last year though, have we sent out any?
We have not. Since I've been here, we have not. And I don't know that we did prior to. So that's the part of it is we're this should be something we do annually. The reason that we've selected September or are recommending that we go with September is it's National Emergency Preparedness Month nationwide. And so we can craft some social media and some outreach messaging tying this to National Emergency Preparedness, why it's so important that you sign up for this. We can tie in with the Sheriff's Community Warning System. They'll also be doing their test and outreach in September. So we can kind of leverage that and boost our, you know, footprint, I guess, a little bit through that.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, hopefully we never have to use the system, which would be a good thing.
Ideally. And trying to communicate also to residents, hopefully, in the test or text verbiage, what the system is for and what it's not, right? And again, that's part of partnering with the county community warning system to say, hey, we are going to notify you of a handful of very specific things, but not everything. And so it's important that you sign up for both the county CWS as well as our system, because there's some overlap, but they're different systems designed for different things.
And actually, and there might be a reason that the text message might say something, please check your email. We sent you a very important email, which is important that those 800, do you know how many email addresses we have?
No, it's okay. I don't have the exact number, but also what's happened in the past is we've gotten email addresses for our utility billing purposes. Mm-hmm. We can't necessarily use those for newsletter purposes or for other outreach materials. We have to be very...
Unless they opt in.
Correct, which wasn't an option prior to, and we're trying to change that now. So when you enroll for your account or you give us your email for utility billing, by default, you're opting into any official district communications, and then they can opt out of the newsletter or this, if that's something that they choose to do, versus forcing them to have to opt in.
Right.
That's the goal. But as of right now, we don't have that. And so our email list that we utilize for newsletters and things like that is about, don't quote me exactly, I want to say just shy of 2,000. So, and growing, you know, that's continued to go up, but it's about 2,000.
Yeah, ideally we'd have an email address for every resident property in our community, so.
And, you know, for certain things we do, you know, as we've been communicating with this utility billing transition, we don't just rely on, obviously, the email. We've had the message board. We've had social media content. email blast, and then physical mailers as well. And so we're actually mailing things to every residential address in town for certain really, you know, high priority kind of important things. So we do try to cover our bases on as many channels of communication as we can, but email is the best bang for your buck in terms of how we communicate things. So
I just will say, though, as a resident and a consumer, when I get my letter from the town, I actually read it because I'm a little bit more vested than most people. But, you know, I think not too people just go right to the number and then throw everything else away. And I don't know how to overcome that and fix that. And that's maybe a good challenge for you. But
yeah, we heard some feedback in a couple of funny remarks about the giant red bolded letters. Please read. Don't, you know, don't. But we've found that if we don't do that, there are a lot of people that open it and then immediately throw it in the trash. So we try to call your attention to there's something urgent or action worthy in here. And so far, we think that that's worked. On that utility billing front, we've got in less than a month, we've had about 1,300 people create their accounts, and we're at about 900 folks of those that have signed up for the new auto pay, which is actually a higher number than we had on Express Bill Pay for the entire time that we've had Express Bill Pay, which I don't know exactly how many years that was, but I think we've had it for quite some time. And so we've already seen the results of this one campaign. The numbers are pretty good, and we've still got another through September to see what those final numbers will be. But
yeah, it seems pretty impressive to me. So
yeah, and so same concept geared here with this test is just trying to drive conversation about it, trying to drive more people to sign up, but also just validating that the system works as intended. I'm also particularly interested on the metrics of how long it takes to send out those texts. The metadata will show us, hey, we published it at 5 p.m., but most of them weren't actually delivered until 5:07 p.m., right? And trying to understand, is that sufficient for the purposes we need it to, or does it really need to be more timely?
And how is the text generated? Is that something you do?
It's a web-based platform. So yeah, we can go in there and just on an iPad, on a laptop, we type out all of the text.
Anyone in the office that has access to it.
Correct. Yeah. And there's only a handful that do, but yeah, anybody that's got access to this program just goes in and types the text. And then you can either select a set number of individuals, everyone, one individual, you can customize kind of who it goes to. But by default, it's set to all registered users.
I'm trying to remember. Wasn't it something like I chose different zones?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we have on the website, and when we've done flyers and things, and there should be some actually here at the community center, depending on your street address, where you live in town, you're in one of five zones. And so if there is something affecting only one particular area, the golf course, for example, we can hone in on that one zone without having to worry everybody else in the rest of town. And if it's something that applies to everybody, then we have that option to check all of them, and it goes to everybody. And this test will go to everybody that signed up.
Like if Safeway's giving away free beer, that would go to everybody then?
That would.
Yeah, right there.
I would assume that Safeway is sophisticated enough to do that. But for us, it's nothing quite that exciting. But
have you noticed the new pricing tags? You shop at Safeway. Oh, they have digital tags to tell you the price.
Oh, so they can change it in real time.
Yeah. But they're like 1 inch by 2 inches, and what was hard enough to read the number to begin with is not impossible. Anyways, I digress. Okay, sounds good. So there's no action with that.
No action, just as long as the committee agrees with that, the plan to move forward with that. We're geared up and ready to go. It was just give this committee an opportunity to yay nay if we think that's a worthwhile endeavor, but no action required.
This half thinks it's a good idea.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Can't speak for the other half. All right. Do we have any future agenda items?
Staff doesn't have any, but happy to take any you may have.
Anxious to hear from Emma again in 3 months.
We will do that.
All right. Well, with that being said, 3:44. Adjourned.